Conservatives have no right to wear poppies, explains Lefty Talk radio host O'Brien. By James Dellingpole on November 1, 2018. James O'Brien, the angry LBC talk show host who has built a career on saying dumb, left-wing things in order to get attention, has found a new way to be annoying. He has announced that conservatives have no right to wear remembrance poppies because fascism. At least I think that's what he is trying to say here. Donald Trump is a fascist, Viktor Orban is a fascist, Marine Le Pen is a fascist, and Hitler was a fascist is, I think, the tenor of his argument. After his posh private school, O'Brien decided to make amends for his disgusting white privilege by reading Guilt and Beta Male Cuck Studies at the notoriously left-wing London School of Economics. Hence his rather basic grasp of facts or logic. But I have to say, as someone who also had a decent private education but who didn't then proceed to squander it by becoming a pseudo-Marxist loon, O'Brien's argument is plain silly. Donald Trump is shaping up to be one of the most popular presidents in U.S. history, riding such a wave of popularity and anti-loser left sentiment that his party are likely to take both the Senate and the House of Representatives in the midterms. Viktor Orban is similarly popular in his native Hungary, not least because of his principled opposition to the waves of immigration, often by aggressive young men from cultures entirely inimical to those of Hungary, imposed on Europe by Angela Merkel and other globalists. Marine Le Pen would probably be president of France by now had not both the French electoral system and various internet algorithms run by Silicon Valley leftists been stacked against her. None of these characters is perfect, probably least of all Le Pen. But the idea that people who voted for them or support them are guilty of such terrible thought crime that they deserve to be marginalized as fascists strikes me as exactly the kind of shrill intolerance you'd expect of, well, a fascist. What exactly is James O'Brien's problem with democracy? He hates Brexit, he hates Trump, he hates Orban, all demonstrably popular with the ordinary people that leftists are supposed to care about. But he loves the aggressively anti-democratic organizations, notably the European Union, which prop up the interests of a narrow, rich elite and ride roughshod over the demos, which they despise. James, by the way, has a book out today called How to Be Right. This is a rip-off, inadvertent, I'm sure, of the title I chose for a book of my own a few years back when I first outed myself as a fully right-wing person. Though the topical references have dated somewhat, it's still a pretty good read, incisive, sound with lots of good jokes. See, for example, excellent stuff. Though gammon not happy. The gammon and right-wing will hate this book, which tells it like it is whether you like it or not. I ordered two because angry men of a certain age really seem to hate it. Haven't read it, of course, just like the gammon-faced trolls who also reviewed it today. But I'm adding some balance with a 5-star. If you're a decent person but like me find yourself surrounded by people with gammon in their ears, then this book is your Bible. Gammon is the name reserved by fans of Jeremy Corbyn for all those people stupid enough to believe that communism is not the answer. Since these people tend to be those old enough to own fully formed frontal lobes, the shiny-eyed sparrows who worship Corbyn have given them a nickname that mocks their old age and their red-facedness. I can see why these angry, idealistic young things are fans of O'Brien, whose stock and trade is permanent rage. What I wonder, though, is whether these rather basic fans with their limited vocabulary or O'Brien himself with his orange man bad level of intellectual subtlety and his absence of wit or charm, are really very good advertisements for the modern left. Perhaps I'm wrong, though I hope I'm not, but it seems to me that O'Brien and his fanboy are so fantastically intolerant, humorless, shrill, angry and intellectually unsophisticated that no halfway reasonable person could be exposed to their rants without deciding very quickly to vote either UKIP or conservative. That's why I'm hoping O'Brien's host station LBC will keep him permanently on air, 24/7 till at least the next general election. With O'Brien's help, the result will be unquestionably a conservative/UKIP landslide.